Now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor. Whoa, we miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were gone for 2 weeks, but now we're back, and there's nothing that you can do about that. You were listening to Hell and some lovely music she was playing, and we'll have either Mandy B or DJ Doyen afterwards. Which one will it be? I don't know, but the next hour is ours, and we shall put our mark on it by playing this sentimental favorite.
The crystal fountains, so come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too, you can paddle all around them in a big canoe, in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work, in the big rock candy mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountains.
One, two, three, four. What I could have told you, but I don't believe I've the balls to let you know. I can say that 'cause I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here. I cherish my intercontinental friendships. Not much very big on enemies. So I kick a can way up into the sun, man. But it falls down into a ravine. I don't mean to even think about it that way, but I do.
Watching the waves come in.
See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost. I walk like a bruised ego along shorefront property unknown to me.
But I'm feeling inferior on the interior.
Don't you see?
Guarded and sentimental.
And after all, it's just a rental.
Like better luck performing telekinesis on a priestess.
You won't believe what I might have, could have told you. But I wouldn't want to leave you tripping out over it. Okay, more so me, but or just me.
Watching the waves come in at night from my back porch, stoop porch swing, swinging on its own. See, it's just an inhabitant of some holy ghost. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in East Bumble, wherever.
Somewhere on the sphere around here.
My goodness, that song is just phenomenal. And the whole album is. That was Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett. This show has... when we heard that Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile were putting together an album, we were just thrilled and over the moon, and we've followed developments very, very closely, or as closely as one can. And the album came out this past Friday. It's called Lot of Sea Lice. It's on the Matador label, and it is, from first note to last strum, is essential listening for you and yours. And like I say, I highly recommend it. And the video for Continental Breakfast is just the most wholesome thing you'll ever see. And, you know, it will, no matter how sour your day is, it'll just brighten it immediately. Before that, Harry McClintock, Big Rock Candy Mountain from the O Brother soundtrack. And we start off with Ricky Rake Jake and Barf and Barf Tones, the theme from Meat Barf Summer. And if the voice of Ricky Rake Jake sounds similar to the gentleman who introduces the show on the theme song, then you are completely delusional. There is no relation. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about Billy Bragg. We love Billy Bragg here. And I had the great pleasure to see Mr. Bragg again on stage, this time out in Northampton at the Calvin Theater. And I was working one of the merchandise tables, and there was a line for drinks, for the bathroom, for the merch stands, et cetera, et cetera. And an individual, a perhaps inebriated one, I do not judge, informed me that a prime Billy Bragg bootleg to listen to is one that was recorded on June 6th in 2000 at a festival out in Hamburg, Germany. And this when he was promoting, I believe it was the second volume of the Mermaid Avenue songs, the collaboration with Wilco. But it was just him, she said. And I took her at her word. I wrote down the date on my arm, and I looked it up, and it's available for download free on internetarchive.org. And it is such a high-quality bootleg, and I included three of the songs. He didn't do any of the songs from Mermaid Avenue at the show on Saturday night, but, you know, no bother. It was a fine show through and through, and he is as friendly and outgoing as ever. So three songs from that bootleg, and also included at bootleg were two electric numbers, I think from a different date. But anyway, the first three are acoustic Woody Guthrie numbers. Second two are electric Billy Bragg originals. And, yep, enough of my blathering. Let's listen to some Billy Bragg.
Could I write you about her? 'Cause I felt if I could know her, I would know all women. They've not been any too well known for brains and planning and organized thinking, but I'm sure the women are equal and they may be ahead of the men. Yet I wouldn't spread such a rumor around, 'cause one organizes the other, and sometimes the most lost and wasted attract the most balanced and sane. And the wild and the reckless take up with the clock and the times, and the mixture is all of us, and we still mixing. But never, 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 never could have it been done if the women hadn't entered into the deal like she came along to me. And all creeds and kinds and colors of us are chin blending, till I suppose 10 million years from now we'll all be just alike. Same color, same kind, working together. And maybe we'll have all of the fascists out the way by then. Maybe so. Never, 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 never could have it been done if the women hadn't entered into the deal like she came along to me.
So I'm going to play you this here Supersonic Boogie song. My Flying Saucer.
My flying saucer, where can you be? Since that sad night that you sailed away from me, my flying saucer, I pray this night you will sail back before the day gets bright. My flying saucer, fly back for home. You will get lost in the universe alone. My flying saucer, end all my fears. Sail back tonight, love and kiss away my tears. My flying saucer, I pray this night you will sail back before the day gets bright. Sail back before the day gets bright.
Those were the three acoustic Woody Guthries. Now we got two Bragg originals in electrified form coming up.
Woody Guthrie wrote this song. It's called All You Fascists Are Bound to Lose.
After this, I need.
Gonna tell all you fascists, you may be surprised. People all over this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Race hatred cannot stop us. This one thing I know. Your poll tax and Jim Crow and greed have got to go. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. I said, all of you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. People out there, free color, marching side by side, marching across the fields where a million fascists died. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. I'm going into this battle, take my union gun. Gonna end this world of slavery for this war is won. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. I said, all of you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Said, all of you fascists about to lose. You fascists about to lose. You fascists about to lose. You're about to lose. You fascists about to lose.
Thank you very much. We had a great time. We'll see you again later this year. Good night.
Okay, now coming up, we have two Electric Billy Bragg originals from a later date, mistakenly listed as 66-2000 Hamburg.
Breakfast as well. That's the way I am. Heaven help.
see now, another one to the rule. And that's what gets me in trouble, heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to the rubbish that you spoke of. Clothing in this carnival of carnivores, heaven help me. Goodbye and good luck to the rubbish that you spoke of. Goodbye and good luck to the promises you've broken. Your life has lost its dignity, its beauty and its passion.
Thank you. stops, tears run down his face.
Billy Bragg, Levi Stubbs, Tears, and for that, Accident Waiting to Happen, also by the band. And those songs were from the June 6, 2000 bootleg performance in Hamburg. Let's see. Yeah, speaking of Billy Bragg, my traveling companion, Ryan Young, we hung around after the show. Billy Bragg was kind enough to sign some stuff, and he signed a set list that Ryan put together. He is going to be covering Billy Bragg songs October the 30th at Charlie's Kitchen for their Halloween costume thingamajig. And Mr. Bragg has approved the playlist, so it is good to go, and you should go as well. And his songwriting partner, Lauren, will be there covering the songs of Mr. Ted Leo, who I also had the pleasure of seeing earlier this month. Now, speaking of announcements, here's a legally mandated PSA. For historicalsummerville.org fall 2017 events and lectures, historicsummerville.org presents its fall 2017 events and lectures. And these include The Ghosts of Somerville at Milk Row Cemetery, October the 22nd. The Veterans Day Memorial at Milk Row Cemetery on November 11th. It's next to the Market Basket. The Yankee Division and World War I lecture by Dan Breen at the Somerville Museum on November the 12th. And the Winter Holiday Party at the Somerville Museum on December the 8th. Historic Somerville was founded in 2004 to promote an understanding and appreciation of Somerville's diverse historic resources, to provide for their protection, and to underscore their relevance to modern life. For more information, visit historicsomerville.org. Moving on, here's an Echo Case.
I'm not afraid. way over yonder is a place that I know, where I can find shelter from a hunger and cold, and the sweet taste in good life is so easily found way over yonder. That's where down on me. Then trouble's gonna lose me. Worry, leave me behind. And I'll stand up. In true peace of mind. Talking about a way over yonder is a place I have seen in a garden of wisdom. Some long ago
for that last part. Way Over Yonder by Carole King from Tapestry 1971. The Replacements, Unsatisfied. And we start off with Nico Case and her boyfriends, Caroline, off of her debut solo album, The Virginian. And let's see what else I got here. We've had a lot of fun, so let's put into a different tempo that is also fun. Here's the Maytals. It's the Beatles, I'm Me Mine, from Let It Be, 1969. A nice song. We had The Who going mobile from Who's Next, and we started with the Maytals, Six and Seven Books, which found its way onto the Never Grow Old compilation, 1997. And now we're going to take it to the home stretch here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And we were off last week, so we didn't play any Halloween music. So we have like one or two songs in a Halloween vein coming up. One of those by Rocky Erickson, who is in the Halloween vein really every single day of his life. But this one is in the Halloween vein, but also goes out to Charlie, Pete, McSweeney, and K-Funk, because we, as we all know, this is the original Awkward pick.
Your command. I have always been here before. Ding, 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 ding. Allowing my mind's call of no, no. Ding, 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 ding. Incorporate or never stops this flow. Ding, 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 ding. I have always been here before. That is pleasing, that is real, that is forever keeps filling, never filled, that snuck upon you in the night, that you remember in an early child's delight, that was supposed to have frightened you, but somehow you never took to fright. I have always been here before, ding, 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 ding. Call of no, no, ding, 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 ding. flow. Ding, ding, ding. I have always been here before. From the gargoyles to Stonehenge, from the Sphinx to the pyramids, from Lucifer's temples praising the devil ride, to the devil's clock as it strikes midnight.
Cantori Moderni with the title song to the movie They Call Me Trinity, Spaghetti Western, but it also found its way onto the Django Unchained soundtrack, which is where I took it from. Rocky Erickson, I've Always Been Here Before, and the Fleshtones, I Was a Teenage Zombie, the title track to a movie that I'm not sure if it's a classic, but it has a Criterion release for some reason. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here on this edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. And I remind you all to tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Now, here's The Wedding Present.